My name is Amira Khalil. I'm 22 years old. I'm a statistician. My Twitter account is @AmiraKhalil46. I arrived at Women for Democracy protest at Tahrir Square at the time of 3:45. There were and I joined the protesters that were there, the organizers and the protesters that were there for Women for Democracy. And in front of us were a group of men, and they outnumbered us. And they were against what we were saying for many reasons. A lot of them were preaching extremist Muslim thoughts, such and preaching about things that do not necessarily exist in Islam. They were saying that it's not part of Sharia law to have a woman rule a country or rule a population. They were also, they were just telling us to go home. And we tried to be as calm as possible. And we tried to switch the chanting from things about women to things about the general demands that, were demanded during the revolution. Sort of like we demand the dissolvement of state security, Amn al-Dawla and such. But then we realized that we were getting outnumbered, and they started cursing and being quite violent. So we thought, okay, let's just back away and calm down and maybe leave, and let's plan it for another day where more people can come, maybe on a weekend or something. So we backed away, and they followed us, and they kind of like surrounded us. And at one point, we were just 10 women standing, and the men who were with us created a perimeter around us, and they created 4 rows as well behind those men. And they were chanting at us those same things, like, go home, the women's place is at home, all those things, using Arabic words such as Niswin and Harim, which are kind of degrading. And we were chanting back, like, Egypt, here are your women, here are your girls, here are the women that fought for you, and all these things. At one point, I don't know how it happened, it was all very sudden, they attacked the perimeter of the men that were around us, pushed them away. Each one of them grabbed one of us. One girl was pulled from her hair onto the ground and kicked. The rest of us, I myself, got pulled away by 2 other men who were saying, come over here, take her away, take her to the street, take her, let her come with us. And I saw 2 other girls around me being grabbed in the same way. We were trying to push them, and me and the 2 other girls who saw each other sort of tried to regroup and held each other, but we were still being pulled by these men. We got grouped. I myself got... I found someone's hand inside of my shirt on my breast. The other girl her behind was gross. We got grouped everywhere, basically. And we were trying to push them away, and they were pushing us. I fell to the ground, and I pushed myself up again. And then the men, eventually, our friends, like the boys, came and pushed them back and held us. And we just stood there for a while. The frustrating thing itself was hearing those same men coming back, pretending that nothing happened, and were like, why are you so angry? Why are you so frustrated? Nothing even happened. We spent 15 days with you in Tahrir, and no one harassed you. Why are you saying that you got harassed now? And so that was also very frustrating in that sense, and a lot of us lost our nerves and couldn't keep our calm anymore. And started screaming back and giving out statements, and then I was explaining exactly, like, in the middle, I was explaining exactly what happened to me, and, like, we got groped, we got harassed, this is unacceptable, I think the men of Egypt, this is what men do, and so one of the guys was like, you can't talk about things like this, and I'm like, no, you have to listen, this is the truth, this is every woman's truth. And we were fighting with them for quite some time until we decided that there was no point anymore. And we walked away. And we went to the military, gave our statement. The military